Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Totally amazing the things that are going on in the world. We had a great weekend of unfolding some things. The word of the Lord, was that not a beautiful?
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's powerful.
Oh, yeah. God's always got a plan. He's always got a plan. And if we're willing to hear him out and begin to search after him and begin to let him reveal to you precept upon precept, when you put all of the pieces of what God is saying together, and it takes a while because he knows our frame, he knows what we're made of, and you see the whole Mona Lisa coming together, it's just so exciting that there's hope. There's hope. I think about, you know, what Chuck Pierce was talking about in a prophetic word, which we have on the torch, the VFN torch, that America, the world leadership's locked up because the church leadership's locked up. And it'll never, I mean, there's just this void in the world right now of leadership. And any Tom, Dick, or Harry is out there trying, just doing whatever. And I'm not talking about any leaders. I just thought about Congress. there's different. Anyway, so that it's the church. If we begin to hear God, what are you releasing on the earth in regards to leadership? And we saw the beginning of an unfolding of one part of what God's doing in the earth. And it's exciting, but you got to be willing to let go of what's behind to be able to grab a hold of what God is doing. You cannot hold on to the old. You need to honor the old, honor it because it's God. But when God begins to do a new thing, establish a new thing, you got to let go of the old. If you tie those two together, you sew those two together, you try to merge those two together, both of them will be destroyed. And your critics will sit back and say, see, what you were doing was wrong and what you said that God wanted was wrong. The truth is you just tried to sow the old to the new. And as a matter of fact, even in the Word of God, he lets us know that you don't put new wine into old wineskins. If you do, because the new wine breathes and all that, it's going to just blow the old wineskin apart. It's not the fact that the old wineskin wasn't a wineskin. You just needed a new wrapper for the new move. You needed something that was more flexible, because when God begins to do a new thing, it breathes, and we hear him out and we walk it out, and it's not necessarily as black and white to us because we're walking by faith. It's more of the, you know, every moment he's saying, when you hear the wind blow over the trees, take a right. And when this is going on, do this. And see how I did that? I affirmed this. See how I shut that down? And you just kind of walk with him. And it's just really a cool time, but it's a very fragile time. I think about when Jacob was transitioning back with his brother and the family, you know, Esau and all. And after a long journey, and Esau was just pumped. He's like, oh, come, man, bring. And he had all of his spotted, speckled, striped goats, and his dark-colored sheep, lamb and sheep. Remember that if you have not yet heard Complete Faith, you need to hear that. It'll encourage you. As a matter of fact, we talked about it on Friday's program, so you can see it in the torch. But he had little ones, you know, little small ones and big ones and all that type of stuff. And so Esau's like, come on, dude, just come on, let's go. Hurry, quick, man. I can't wait to get and talk and all this kind of stuff. They didn't have text then. And he said, listen, I got little ones with me, and I can't move too fast, more than a day's journey, because my harvest will die. That was his harvest, because remember, he believed God's working for Laban and all that. So he knew that the little ones would die. And so you got to be so careful during transition, even though it's right, you got to be careful how you move, because there's some that are so young. They're so young that they don't know, they still just can't handle the journey. And so even though you know where you're going and you're going to get there, it may take you 3 or 4 days longer than it would have taken Esau to get there, because he ain't carrying the harvest that God's blessed you with and the vision that God's blessed you with. And so be encouraged. Know that God is establishing outposts. He's establishing hubs in the world, and possibly a city near you, maybe in your state. There's even a state that's being set up as a hub state in the nation that's going to replace everything you see that's not working and falling apart. And realize that what happens is anything will work that God says work. So all of a sudden, if it stops working, just move on.
Mm.
Repent. I mean, obviously, there's sin or whatever in your life. But if you repented and all that and it's still not working, then God's just saying move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, with that, he is establishing something that if he told you, you wouldn't even believe it. But you're going to be utterly amazed and you're not going to even recognize. This is, you know, I'm thinking about a couple people, but one particular person is Brother Ken Summerall, who is with the Lord right now and receiving his reward, a spiritual father to me in my life, was when he said, you know, time is coming, and he even gave me a time frame, but I'm not going to say what the time frame is. And he said that the church, you aren't going to be able to recognize it. You're not going to be able to recognize what it looks like because it's going to be so different.
Mm-hmm.
I think about Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, very same thing that, you know, that, and of course, he, you know, Ken Summerall was talking about the church can't recognize the church. But then it goes further than that with what Rick Joyner is saying is that the church is going to be so different, what God's about to do, how church happens and everything about it, that the world won't even be able to connect what presently is to what the church is going to be. They're not going to be able to connect the two things.
Mm-hmm.
And what you'll more than likely will see is something that hangs around that kind of takes on the reputation for being what the church used to be, and there'll be people that hang with that, you know, for whatever reason. But then the real church will actually, you know, morph into what, you know, God wants it to be by his spirit. And then I think about the same thing. I think Chuck Pierce was saying the very same thing, I think. And to me, that's exciting because I looked through the lattice work and I observed that we need God to breathe on the church again. We need a new wind. We need a new hope. And what's coming, these hubs and these outposts, apostolic centers, if you would, are going to be serving in a place to where these apostolic centers relate to other apostolic centers and birth apostolic centers, and they'll all be related in these networks. And in the context of that, they'll be able to support and be there for what other things in the past were there for the church.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be there relationally,
mm-hmm,
and not legally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which will help us in the sin issue because the law is the power of sin. So when you're there because you want to be there and it's based on love, it's easier to stay right in the context of that. So just be encouraged. Be encouraged about that God is doing some new things. And we saw some of the revealing of that.
Yeah.
And we're going to be sharing, you know, what we know about really soon. So stay tuned to VFN Radio.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.